This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The thing about that healthcare vote in the Senate tomorrow is that almost nobody, not even most senators, knows what version of the bill is going to be on the table because there are like four of them that are being talked about. What we do know is that as much as President Trump has said he wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, most recently today in an event at the White House, the administration is quietly moving ahead with one thing that is in all the bills: programs that aim to slow healthcare spending in Medicare and Medicaid. Turns out that as healthcare keeps chewing an ever greater slice of this economy, controlling costs is something that everybody agrees is a problem. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Tucked into the 900-plus pages of the Affordable Care Act is a provision that created something called the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. It's basically a health policy laboratory with a $10 billion budget, says University of Pennsylvania's Dr. Amol Navathe.
The Innovation Center was specifically charged with trying to develop new ways to pay for care that increase value. And when we think of value here, we're thinking better patient outcomes for lower costs.
Traditionally, Medicare pays doctors and hospitals for every service performed. In recent years, the center has rolled out several programs designed to pay for value rather than volume. One is the bundled payment program. The idea is for providers to keep spending below a fixed amount for a procedure like a hip or knee replacement. Any savings is shared between the provider and Medicare. Hospitals or doctors pick up the tab if they go over budget. Nearly 550 physician practices and hospitals have signed up, like here at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
What's her height?
5'5".
Dr. Eric Hume and physician assistant Crystal Dow Fry huddle around a computer, reviewing the case of a patient who wants her hip replaced.
Sugar's coming under control?
I believe so, yes.
Good.
Let me just take a quick peek.
In the past, the team signed off on surgery quickly. Under bundled payments, providers want to make sure everything goes smoothly. If the patient has to be readmitted, for example, the hospital may lose money. Ironically, before the ACA, if a patient came back, the hospital would make money. So now, Hume and the team are more judicious, delaying surgery for months until the patient is in better health to minimize any complications.
We tell the patient that the risk of having a heart attack or having a stroke is related to how well their blood sugars are controlled.
Surgeons across the country have begun adopting this more cautious approach as the program is ramped up. Shifting how doctors do their jobs is a key goal. Get them to think about their patients more completely so they can root out wasteful care, says Penn's Navathe.
Each provider basically works in their own silo. I, as an office-based physician, for example, am going to see my patients and not think too much about the hospital. And the idea here is that if we start to actually think about what's happening across this continuum of care, then we can really unlock some efficiencies.
The limited evidence that exists on bundles show modest financial savings, about 4% per procedure. There's a lot of evidence about another of the center's programs, the more ambitious Accountable Care Organizations, or ACOs.
I've sort of been equating ACOs to a nice clean single or a well-laid bunt.
That's Harvard Health Policy Professor Michael McWilliams. Under ACOs, doctors and hospitals are responsible for all of a patient's costs for the year, aiming to keep spending under a benchmark target. In 2014, they saved Medicare $700 million, or 0.5% of the program's spending. Tiny, yes, says McWilliams, but a beginning.
This has been sort of the holy grail in health policy to try to establish incentives to both lower spending and improve quality, or at least lower spending without harming quality. And so far, this has been progress in the right direction.
Can ACOs achieve more than 0.5% savings? In a statement, federal health officials told Marketplace, HHS is committed to finding and testing new models. McWilliams says the question is how much the Trump administration wants to roll up its sleeves to improve what the Obama administration started. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.